Kate Delaney, hoping that you and yours are pretty solid in your nook or cranny in America tonight. Because let me tell you, there's some crazy things that have happened in the last 24 hours. And boy, for those people going through the tornado and the aftermath in Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, just Arkansas, and in Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach. I talked to someone today. It was just awful there because of all the rain they had. Imagine, think of this for a second. Oh, you crave the rain because we've got drought going on in some parts of the country. But 20 inches of rain in 24 hours? Awful. We're going to dive into a couple of other things this hour, including Benghazi. Let's hear the truth. And Lois Lerner, the IRS, pushing aside Tea Party, conservative, and religious groups who were filing for tax-exempt status. They got the big old ring around the rosy. Will she answer any questions next week when they go for contempt of Congress? And will that just be a kind of a rubber stamp thing, or will it go deeper than that? Let's hope it goes deeper than that. Ray's our leadoff man in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. Hey, that was my point, we need to be thinking about these people that just went through all the tornadoes. It seems like government's focusing on a bunch of other stuff. Benghazi's good, but right now, in the present, that's taken over the fact that we've got a bunch of people without homes.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And, you know, first there's the shock. You hope you survive, your family, your friends. Now you get over that, then you got to find your stuff. You find, like, a few pictures, a few things that are torn up all over the place. And then you do that whole rebuilding process, and it's a rough thing to go through.
Well, last year when I went through here, I was out. I didn't have power for 13 days.
Wow, I remember that.
And the new generator and everything else, well, we need to think about helping these people out. And, you know, Ukraine's great when you think about helping Ukraine, but there's people here that need help right now, too, so.
I agree. It's interesting that sometimes we think of helping people across the pond in a different direction. It's not that we shouldn't, but we don't help our own people some of the time.
I think we help them out across the pond a lot more than we help victims here.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
If something goes down, you know, we send a bunch of military or whatever to help and a bunch of spinach and... Has New Orleans recovered?
No. Has not.
So.
Yeah, that's a great example. I mean, how long ago was that? 2005.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. It is horrible. So that's the problem as much as, you know, oh, let's think globally. Well, how about thinking a little locally sometimes?
Well, locally you get a little bucket with some cleanup tools from Salvation Army, and then something happens overseas, and we just send millions. So, and it's not wrong sending millions overseas to help somebody, like with the tsunamis and stuff like that. But when we have a natural disaster here, we need to take care of people here.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So this weekend, to relieve all the stress, you're going to see Spider-Man 2?
I was going to try to see if they had a midnight showing tonight when I got off work. And then I got home and I got distracted by the people across the street remodeling it. What is it, 1 o'clock in the morning here?
Wow.
my dogs, every time they hit the nail gun, my dogs wake up my wife. She's got to work in the morning.
No fun. Ready to go
and say, hey, guys, is it time to shut down or what?
Yeah, can you pick this up in the morning, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all
brutal.
Right. Well, that was my two cents. They're talking about, well, Benghazi's back in the news today, and that's great. We need to solve this problem, and they need to say, hey, we dropped the ball.
Yep.
If you remember, I told you a couple weeks ago I'd take the blame for it. I'm willing to take the blame for it.
I do remember.
But they need to drop the ball on that, say, hey, we screwed up. And then before we worry about anybody else, we need to take care of everybody here that's hurting.
Yeah. Amen. I'm buying what you're preaching. I agree with you 100%. Ray, have a good weekend, and good luck with that. Those people next door, I hope that they stop nailing all the things that they're nailing at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that's the worst. It's like when you work on the third shift, many of us can relate to that, and you hear the blowers at 7 a.m. You think, can you not wait till like 9 o'clock at least or something? It's the worst, I'm telling you. You see, all you hear in the background is, it's tough, right? Because you're not going to sleep. I mean, we're all kind of like vampires anyway, so we have to have thick curtains or draw the curtains, at least I do, because you can't have all that sunlight getting in when you're, only 1 or 2 hours into sleep. It's tough to hang on. I mean, it's tough to get any shut-eye when that's happening. Sometimes I think people just don't think, especially when it's something that's loud. It's not good to not think about your neighbors once in a while. Knock on wood, I have pretty good neighbors. They're not doing that at strange, strange hours. All right, coming up, if you want to throw in your two cents, certainly on any of the things we're talking about or whatever, you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. No surprise, the Oklahoma prison chief is calling for a review over what happened this past week in an execution. The fact that it took 51 minutes to find a vein before the botched execution. So that was the first thing, that Clayton Lockett died of a heart attack 10 minutes after the prison's director halted the execution. And he had an intravenous tap placed in his groin because the veins couldn't be found elsewhere. The vein collapsed, and then the rest was history. The IV line was covered by a sheet because it was at his groin area, and it was obviously botched. Now they're talking about stopping some of the chemical mix was part of the problem, and they wouldn't say what they used in the chemical mix, and it's just it's a nightmare is what it is. It's a nightmare. I mean, they got to come up. Someone's got to step up to the plate and admit the mess that happened there. They're saying that, you know, ultimately, isn't it the director of corrections who should be following what's happening here? I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Everyone opposing them has to bear some of the burden of taking action, and we've seen that already, and that will continue to be the case as we move forward, if we have to move forward with more sanctions.
All right, so that's Jay Carney talking about the Ukraine. Everybody keeps asking about the sanctions. That's been 4 months and counting. And, boy, he's right about that. Everybody else has to step to the plate as well. We had Ivan Eland on a previous show, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, in the end, this isn't going to be the Cold War because China's in play, and Russia especially is worried about China and still needs the presence of the United States. However, the more we keep seeing all the violence and the land grab and all the nonsense, and the pointing of fingers, it doesn't make it any easier. And I think if the sanctions were really, really tight on the banking industry, that would make a huge difference in Russia. I really do. Let's go out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes, I am all about the Kentucky Derby, and California Chrome is the favorite, but has never raced outside of California. Coming out of the five-hole, Vickers and Troubles out of one. Forget that. That's a long-shot horse anyway that I don't think will do well. I like, gosh, this is such a, this field is so across the board. It's tough to, I think it's tough to pick, but I like a horse called Wicked Strong, but it's 6-1 odds, so those odds aren't great. You have to package Wicked Strong. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to package Wicked Strong, which is the 19 horse at the 19 spot. I'm going to take Wicked Strong, and I'm going to take, because I like Corey Nakatani, Dance with Fate, and then California Chrome in a trifecta.
Jockey.
Yep.
Which one was she riding?
She's riding the
Victor and Danger, if that one.
No. Is it danger? Blah, blah, blah. Not Victor's in
Victor
trouble.
Victor in trouble.
Yeah, it's Victor in trouble, the first one. Yes, you're right. The 20-1 odd horse coming out of the toughest spot on the field, the first gate, the first hole.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to put my money on.
Ooh, Victor's in trouble. That'd be huge if that horse won.
Well, she's a woman jockey, so I think they're going to let her win.
They're going to let her win. We're going to let you win. Are you kidding? Well, there's so much at stake here. They all want to win. They want the race for the roses. They want the money, the kind of money that you can earn. Oh, no way. But maybe she has a good try. You know, that horse has won a lot of races lately in the last three starts. Finished, had two firsts and had one third, and it's won almost $1 million.
Yeah, she won some big race. I don't know where it was at, but it was a pretty big race.
Oh, yeah, it's a good horse.
Don't count her out.
Yeah, it's a good horse. I agree. You can't count her out, but it's tough. This Derby is so wide open. It's so tough to pick.
Yeah, there's always one you never expect. Always pops up wins.
Yeah, it'd be great to have a long shot. Have a little fun money on a long shot and then one. That'd be cool.
However, you be down there drinking mint julep.
Well, we have friends down there, but we're not there this time around. My good friend that's been on the show before, Greg Stebbin, is there. So, and he says it's just amazing. It'd be very, very cool to talk to him. But no. How about you? You're closer. Are you kidding? How far is it for you to go to the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, probably 6-hour drive, maybe.
That's nothing. Have you ever been to a derby?
No.
We need to have America Tonight go do a remote from there and get everybody to come down for that. It'll take me a year at least to work on that because it's so tough to get anything going with the derby people at Churchill Downs, but it would be really fun.
Oh, well, it's tough to even get in the place.
It's tough. Well, depends. I mean, they still have the cheap seats where they have all the people in the infield, and they're not overcharging them. That's a cheap ticket, but it's just jammed with humans. I mean, it's every single possible place you can see is jammed, and celebrities and the wealthier people are higher up in the. They have the great views in the stands. It's really a cool place to go, but it's really tough to do remotes from there unless you do it the day before, which maybe you got the Kentucky Oaks, maybe.
Yeah, they charge you for parking and all that stuff.
yeah, they charge for everything. Everything. You can count on that, Rick, that's for sure.
I'll just take my baseball game.
Cheaper, drag it out, get that cheap hot dog thing going on, absolutely. Rick, have a great weekend and enjoy the Kentucky Derby. I'm glad he brought up the Derby. That's exactly what I just said. That's going to be my trifecta. You can do a trifecta, and they can come in, a box trifecta can come in any order. Of course, it's not going to have a giant payout. And when I talk about that, I'm plunking down a little nothing burger amount of money for this just for fun. I mean, there are people that somebody was asking me this today. There are people that try to make a living. It is gambling. They try to make a living on horse racing, and I think it's so unpredictable because what if the horse, you could have the best horse in the world, what if just that day he doesn't want to run or just doesn't run well or gets bumped or something happens to the horse, and we've seen that before. And I know there was a lot of people who love horses and do not like horse racing. I love horses and I like horse racing. Maybe it's because I had a family that I have a family that's in the sport, actually. I have two cousins who are trainers, and I had an uncle, a second uncle who was, or great uncle rather, who was a jockey. So I knew something about thoroughbreds. From the time I was young. It's just exciting to watch it. It's just fun to watch the Kentucky Derby, I think. I'm sure there's some people that could disagree with me on that, but I think it's, I always get a charge out of watching it. Always, always, always. And, who knows? The favorite horse is California Chrome in the 5 spot. So, and the only time Victor Espinoza won the Derby was on War Emblem. You have to go back to 2002. and they came from the 5 spot, that same spot that he's got the mount for, the jockey, in this Kentucky Derby. Can you believe it's been 140 years since they've been running this race? 140 years. So we're almost there, folks. If you're a fan, if you're in horse country and you're listening to us, and if you are, you're probably a big fan of the Derby. But there's controversy in front of the Derby. We talked about this, the investigation into the barns and Steve Asmussen, the trainer, trying to distance himself from what they found in undercover work in one of his barns, and conversations about what happens with the horses and what the what they give the horses, and you know, how they, what happens to the horses who don't run well. And you know, there is absolutely some terrible stories. Horse racing needs to clean itself up, and if it wants to thrive and survive and not end up like boxing, heavyweight boxing, then they need to do it, form like major league horse racing, something. So they've got regulations where people are really looking into what's happening, and they can stop all the nonsense and clean up the sport and bring some of the life and the storylines, I think, back into it. Hey, coming up on America Time in this hour, the whole retirement thing to me is so frightening. So I try a couple of times a month, usually, to have somebody on to talk about it. And one of my favorite guests is back, Dan McGrath. I mean, he is a retirement expert who goes against the grain. And he talks about the things that people don't tell you to do, but the things that you should be doing. And he talks about the fact that his own mother, when she retired, was really in a pickle and had no idea, health-wise, what she was in for, and had to have something done with her teeth, and it was like $12,000, and was stunned by that. So he talks about not being surprised and some things you can do to get yourself in a better position before you end up retiring, and knowing what you're getting into, going in with eyes wide open instead of hoping and wishing and praying that everything's going to be okay and you have enough money to get through it. So you know, I think these retirement spaces too, they're going to be fewer and fewer. It's going to be tougher with so many baby boomers. But that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Next, some more odds and ends, including the fact that we've got a house that set a record price in London. How people come up with this kind of money, I don't know. It's going to blow your mind when I tell you about it. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Kentucky Derby and chillaxing a little bit and whatnot. I hope all of you have a chance to do that. I know a lot of times people have split days off or different days off, so it just depends. What's our Friday may be your Monday. I guess every day is like Friday, getting off of work, when you can spend $200 million on a flat. A private buyer smashed the record for paying for a flat or penthouse, whatever you want to call it. They call it a flat. And they're paying $200 million. What is worth $200 million? It's in Hyde Park. Okay, so that's an exclusive area. What can you do with a piece of property like that? I don't know. Seems like an outrageous amount of money to pay for not a standing building, not your own building, not some house somewhere with a lot of land. No, a penthouse slash flat. That'll make you think, right? I can't even imagine stroking a check for that much. Of course, imagine getting the mortgage on that thing. Crazy. That definitely goes into an odds and ends category, if there ever was one, that's for sure. Here's another one. We've talked about these sinkholes before, and a lot of times when we're talking about sinkholes, we're talking about Florida. But there's sinkholes in a lot of other places too. And this is one of the most shocking pictures I've ever seen. It's one of the most shocking sinkholes that I've ever seen. I thought it was a hoax. Somebody sent it to me, and I thought, no, this isn't right. It's a block-long sinkhole. I checked it out. It's real. It's in Baltimore. And it opened up in this neighborhood. The rain, of course, has been pouring down on the East Coast. Lots and lots of rain. And it is eating cars. I mean, it's eating cars. They just are collapse off of the street and fly into the sinkhole, which is right next to railroad tracks, by the way. And it's in northeast Baltimore. So what are you going to do when this happens? The Office of Emergency Management, the mayor's office, they took a photo. They were so shocked and put it out, tweeted it, did whatever you do. It looks like a giant pit. And it's right by these tracks. And it's the rail traffic there. They had to suspend it because they're worried that what could happen to the train. And there are these nice row houses on the block, and they just evacuated them. I mean, the building inspector raced there as fast as possible and said, we got to get everyone out of here. So they threw up the police tape and evacuated as soon as they could. It's that heavy rain, like I said, saturating the area. And this picture, I mean, this is radio, so I'm going to describe this picture to you. I mean, it would be like if you went to go and visit somebody, visit your friend, and you park over on the other side of the street, and it's just a pretty kind of park area, and these different-looking row houses, all different colors, a really cool area of Baltimore, a cool bridge and railroad tracks. It's a pretty area. And all those people that parked over there, they woke up, and their cars were, there's like 10 cars that flew off the side and are in a sinkhole. I mean, it's just so strange. And who's thinking that? You're not thinking there's a sinkhole there. Like I said, I'm thinking Florida, right? When I think about sinkholes, I'm thinking of Florida, but there's not just in Florida. I mean, these sinkholes are happening more and more. So is this a combination here, obviously, of the ground being too wet and the cement on top of it? And it's just one of those things, I guess. Well, I know. I don't think about it. Of all the things you think that can happen, power lines being downed and whatever, you're not thinking of that. But it would be very strange to wake up, have no idea this has happened, be running around getting ready for work, and you walk out and that's what you see, that the earth has opened up and swallowed. I mean, just swallowed your car. Another good reason not to leave anything valuable in sight. Just in case the sinkhole opens up and takes it away. Just in case that happens. And who knows, enough rain, who knows what can, who knows what can happen. And that is a question that a lot of people are asking themselves in Baltimore. And throughout the weekend, it's going to be very strange for some of those people who are going to have to deal with that. So you might have heard now the Donald Sterling, saga, and the fact that so many people want to buy the Clippers, from Oprah to Floyd Mayweather Jr., and the list is ever, ever growing. Larry Ellison, businessman, David Geffen was a big name in the music business, and so many other people are saying, yeah, I have enough cash that I could buy it. I'm definitely willing to buy it. And in the meantime, now what happens when these 29 NBA owners take the vote and it's in regard to forcing Sterling to sell the Clippers? Will they unanimously force him to sell? Will three-fourths or more force him to sell? Or will they not have that three-fourth vote to force him to sell? After the NBA commissioner banned him for life and fined him $2.5 million. I think it's be interesting to see how the owners respond, because if they just unanimously vote him out, which Silver thinks he has those numbers, then what happens? It is kind of slippery in a private club, which that is, in a sense, the NBA. What happens to the other owners? Should they do something that all of a sudden is not acceptable? That's the risk, I suppose, if you are in a club. And now, the woman that he fooled around with, the mistress, who he spent a ton of money on, is saying that, she released the recordings. I guess that's come out now that she's released the recordings. And she's made him a whole bunch of money, but lost his team, because I can't imagine they're not going to get what they need. There's just too much outrage and too much backup for that. So even if they don't really want to do it, even if someone says, oh, I think he's a jerk or a nut or shouldn't have said that, but they're looking over their shoulder, I think there's no question they'll get those votes, because there's too much of an outcry, and that's what's going to happen. It's just a question of, when is that going to happen? When is it happening? Sooner rather than later. I think it's going to happen pretty soon. And then we wait and see what happens with the Clippers and how far they go through the playoffs. And then the question comes up, could he dig his heels in and fight this? Because was it legal to record and then release his crazy rant? Was that the right thing to do? All right, finally, one last thing here I'm going to throw into the pile. How about this school that put a second grader in handcuffs for behaving badly? Are you kidding me? I don't know that in the world that we live in now, does that really fly? I don't think so, unless you got permission ahead of time. This was in Kansas City, Missouri, too. A school security guard put the boy in handcuffs because he wasn't behaving well. So the kids were teasing and taunting the boy, but nothing got physical. A teacher was unable to calm him down. He was taken to the principal's office by the school security guard, and they say halfway down the hall, he put handcuffs and twisted his wrists. 7-year-old in handcuffs? I'm going to say that's a little extreme. I'm going to say it's very extreme. What happens when you're the parent and you get that phone call? Hey, come up here and get your son. We have him in handcuffs. I don't know. I think of bank robbers. I think of criminals being cuffed. I just don't think of a 7-year-old being cuffed. What was he doing that was so bad? People were picking on him and he got upset over it. And so, okay, now you have to walk him down the hall and handcuff him? That's bizarre. And that's the wrong end, I think, for this story. And the parents, they have a leg to stand on if they're going to go after the school. And maybe they will. How do you bounce back from that? Imagine the therapy when this kid's older. Coming up next, we're talking with Dan McGrath about the surprises that could await you when you retire.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well. just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, and always a pleasure to welcome to the show Dan McGrath, who's written a book called What You Don't Know About Retirement Will Hurt You. Boy, it is so true. And so often people are just not paying attention to this. And I think it's going to be scary in the end for so many people because what you don't know about retirement is going to, it's going to hurt you in the end. That's why the name of that book is so powerful. And Dan, once again, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's always such a concern. What are some of the biggest things that people just have no idea about?
It basically came down to my mother. She had asked questions a few years ago when I thought I was a very smart financial advisor, and she'd asked some questions about what she should do when she turned 65, and I, you know, for healthcare, and I blew her off saying it's not what I do. I help people with retirement. And then a couple months later, she found she had a medical issue with her teeth, actually, a dental issue, and cost her about $12,000, and my sister was irate. She was, why didn't anyone help you? And I realized that the financial industry is not helping people get ready for healthcare and retirement. So that's what prompted me to write the book.
Yeah, and Dan, healthcare is the number one thing that seems, or at least one of them, that seems to bite people when they're retired, correct?
It's going to be the largest expense. According to most surveys and common sense, it's the expense that's going to probably be more than your housing and your food.
Ugh. So what do you do? So what do people do to protect themselves so that, just like your mom, they're not hit with a $12,000 bill for teeth?
Well, you got to plan for it. You got to understand what your options are. You got to work with somebody that understands them. And more importantly, what the book points out is that the rules of retirement have changed. How you're saving now, or how most people are taught to traditionally save in their 401k or in a traditional IRA, all that money is just going to lead to a higher medical bill in retirement.
Oof. So what's the number one? Well, I know you have a whole bunch of great information here, and we'll touch on some of it. But what right now, someone hearing this, is so scary to hear you talk about this. What's the number one thing they can do when you say the traditional way? What can someone do?
The first thing that I have everyone do is simply ask their employer if they have a Roth provision or a Roth IRA in their 401k or a Roth account in their 401k, and put money into their Roth account now, pay the tax now, let the money grow, and then later on, when they're retired, they'll be able to take the money out tax-free and Medicare-free. That's the easiest provision from there. The second is not popular. The financial industry has done a very good job at beating up life insurance, and we encourage people to put money in a life insurance. It's a fantastic vehicle.
Because explain this to us, because some people say, well, what does that mean? Because if I have money in a life insurance, I mean, unless something happens to my spouse, I'm not going to get anything.
and that's one of the things the financial industry has done a great job at telling people. What they're not explaining to people is that certain life insurance policies create what's called a cash value. So this money grows inside of your life insurance policy over time, and you can take that money out. It's completely tax-free. It can grow guaranteed. It grows tax-free. It's a perfect vehicle to accumulate cash that's going to make sure that your health costs and your tax bill is not going to go up.
Right. So at the end, if you need it, you have it.
Oh, yeah. It's all yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's crazy. It's funny that people don't realize that, but you'd be surprised, and I'm sure, and maybe you're not because you're in the business, that people really don't realize that, so they don't take advantage of it. Sometimes it's offered at a song. Sometimes you can get really good deals on life insurance. What if you don't work with somebody who offers you the 401k? You can do the Roth on your own, can't you?
You can do your Roth on your own. You can actually put in more than the limits because you don't have a 401k through an employer, so you take advantage of that. The Roth account is fantastic. Anybody that also has access, if they don't usually have access to a 401k, they're usually self-employed, and they're usually on a high-deductible health plan. Another option is what they call a health savings account, putting as much money into that as possible as well.
Right, because then again, that's the same thing. You'd have the money there, theoretically, when you need it.
Yes, and it comes out tax-free and Medicare-free.
Yeah. What about Social Security? Because I think that's also part of the problem. People assume, and it's not that we're a bunch of dummies running around, Dan, but people assume that there's sort of this money they're going to get that's more than they really realize, right?
People paid into Social Security their whole lives. They should get it. I had written a nice article, and part of the book mentions it. Unfortunately, your Medicare or your health care premiums are going to be deducted automatically from your Social Security check.
Oh, yeah.
So what we try to show people is just by using basic math and the software that we provide, the odds of your Social Security check being enough in retirement is slim at best. Mm-hmm. And it's something that shouldn't be counted on because it's going to be eaten up by your health care.
Yeah, you know, it's scary. You think into this scenario, I'm really serious about this, Dan. I feel like we're going to be in the Wild West, and we have to live in these communities where everybody's helping somebody. You're making the butter, you're making the bread. Because I really believe that, and I hope so many people are listening to this, and we're going to pump this interview out everywhere. I really believe that people just kind of bury their head in the sand when it comes to retirement, especially if they're younger, but even if they're in their 40s and 50s. Do you find that?
Yeah, they're not paying attention to it for the simple fact that it's so far away.
Yeah.
The one thing that I do get at, you know, with the book and the little bit of awareness is, a lot of these 45 to 55-year-old people that are heading towards, not retirement, but they're coming to the biggest earning part of their career, their parents are starting to get hit. And, you know, to give an example, my wife and I, we happen to live in a nice, modest house in a small community in New Hampshire. And unfortunately, we were just the other day, our parents are approaching 70, and the house isn't compatible. It's got too many floors. You got to walk upstairs in order to get to the first floor. And we realize that we're the ones that are going to end up being, we're the ones that are going to take care of our parents and take care of my parents as well, take care of my mother.
Right.
So we are starting to become aware of what retirement really is. It's frightening.
Well, and as you say that, it's frightening. For some people listening, that's a good thing to remember, that you got a plan for that, that you might be in that position, correct?
Oh, yeah. We point out as much as I can the limited amount of long-term care facilities. And on top of that, we have a shortage of physicians and a shortage of nurses. We're in some trouble, and we're, like you just said, we're going to be living in communities where people are helping each other out. It's just, that's the way it's going to have to be.
Yeah. Do you think that, I don't know, this is kind of what I think. So for future generations, somebody that's, say, kids in there that are 10, 12 years old, wouldn't it be a great service to them to teach them this in school? I mean, really go deep. Not to scare them, but just to say, let's have a Dan McGrath come in, kids, and talk to you about a few little things. You're healthy. You're not thinking about this. But just kind of keep in the back of your mind when you start to work, here's some things you might want to set aside. Because really, if at a young age, I think kids knew how to do this and plan better just financially, it might save them a lot of this heartache at the end.
It would be to just, you're 1,000% correct. To just show them, if you put in $25 a month at their age and into something,
mm-hmm.
and just continue to grow, and then don't touch it when you become 20. Leave it alone until you're 60s. Look at the amount of money you'd have.
Right.
It's my thing, as you bring up, should it be taught in school? The one thing that we all need in life in order to survive is a checking account.
Yeah.
Who teaches you how to balance that?
Oh, no one.
You got to figure it out on your own. Frightening.
Mm-hmm. When I was in college, and I'm actually really good with numbers now, but it must have just been one of those days. My brother swears that we went to the same college, that he was always worried that I was draining my bank account and not balancing my checkbook at Ohio University, because he said it was beer night and he thought I was going to hit him up for beer money. But it's true. It's true. There's all these things you don't think about. And then finally, hopefully, some people have that light bulb moment before it's too late. I still think it's never too late. Just whatever you can do when you're listening to us, just do it. Can you do a Roth and a traditional IRA?
Yes, you can. As long as you're under the income limits, you can do both. As long as you don't, and they unfortunately do max how much you can put in, so you can split the money 50-50. But once again, it goes back to the employer. If the employer can set up the Roth provision on the account, you can do both without a problem.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is going to fall back on the employers, because they're the ones the government has stated has to educate their employees at least once a year on this information. So we have to, people like me have to do a better job at getting in front of the employers and explaining it to them so they can also educate.
Yeah, crazy. All right, pick up the book, What You Don't Know About Retirement Will Hurt You. Dan McGrath, always fun to have you on the show. Great information, powerful stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. More than welcome. Thank you for the time.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.